Where were you born?
Arecibo, Puerto Rico, 1952.
All right, what did you think about the life you had as a kid?
Poor.
You were poor? What was your least favorite part about, like, in 1960?
1960s or in the 50s?
60s and 50s, whatever.
Okay. It was pretty rough. It was hard to get an apartment for my mother. Couldn't get an apartment because they didn't particularly care for minorities. No matter what you were. You could be black, even a poor white, or even Hispanics. And they knew your, if they, you said your name was Toledo or in Spanish, Rivera, Sanchez, they were always refusing you. So we were forced to live in slum areas, even though we could pay the rent. That's how they used to treat people those days.
Okay.
And still to this day, I could take you to Texas, and you can find places like that, where they hoard the minorities into certain areas.
What did you think about the Black Panthers?
They were just another organization, but they weren't really violent. Nothing like the KKK, which is your next question. They were more violent because they used to lynch people. The Black Panthers maybe got into two or three little scuffles. Maybe one shooting. But they were always hounded upon by the FBI in those days. You know, Mr. Hoover, the head of the FBI, used to just spy on them. But the KKK used to run rapid in the South. Lynching people, intimidating people. And I used to go down the South, down by Virginia. I used to run into situations like that. They won't let us into restaurants, you know.
Right.
But my mother has a dark complexion.
Right. Did you go to a segregated school?
Actually, no. I went to a private school. I had the brains, as they would say. I went to a Catholic school, private Catholic school, mostly Italians, and there was maybe about 20 Hispanics and about 4 or 5 Blacks.
How was, like, the racism back then?
Horrible, if you want to say, because you couldn't get, even if you had the education, they wouldn't give you the job. Okay, and even if you had the money, you couldn't get into a place to go eat, especially in the South. North, people were a little more tolerant, but they would always be racist behind the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would go, yeah, but then they would turn around and be talking about you.
How were, like, you treated during segregation?
Just like any other minority, even though I look Caucasian, but as soon as I said my name was Jose, their faces change. And you notice that when you're young. You know, I was remember when I went with my priest, he took us on a little road trip to go canoeing, because we were altar boys. They wouldn't let us canoe. Because the guy found out they were all Hispanics, and the guy turned around and said, "No, I don't take your kind." So he had to get back in the bus and go back home. Happened to me 3 or 4 times that way. We went down to D.C. We couldn't even get into a bathroom. We stopped off at a diner. We couldn't even get in because a couple of the altar boys that we were. Traveled in our group. They were, even though they were Latin Americans, but they were black Latin Americans. Like my friend Johnny Fontanes, who's a police officer now. He was treated really bad because he was dark skinned.
Was it dangerous during segregation?
Yes. You go into the wrong neighborhood, and sometimes you get stuck in the wrong neighborhood. You see a couple of cars following you with chains and bats.
Dang.
And they will be yelling at you. They'll be hollering at you, even though They'll be hollering at you. Get out of my neighborhood, nigga. Anybody that wasn't their kind was always called. Even if you were Hispanic, you know, you were treated.
Was this a hard time for your family members too?
Yeah, it was, because my mother got into an apartment complex, and a small apartment complex, and the owner thought he could take advantage of her and try to rape her. And we called the cops, and the cops didn't do nothing.
Really?
Yeah. After we beat the guy up too, my brother and I. We had to beat him up, and he said he's gonna call the cops. He said, call the cops, and we called the cops. Cops came in and said, told us basically he can't do anything. There was no proof. My mother's word was nothing to that. And this happened in Camden. Let me try to rape my mother.
That's crazy.
That's how racism is. You know, you go to the South, you run into the same situation. And then people say, you know, the Supreme Court says there's no racism, so they abolish the voting rights law. And as soon as they abolish the voting rights law, what did the states do? They voted ID. So that means it's going to cost you money to get voter ID. No Saturday or Sunday voting, no early voting. It's killing us. They just want, you know, go back to the 50s, which is never going to work. Because those people, you know, those older white people are dying off. And I hate to say it that way, but that's the way it happens. You know, your generation is a little bit smarter, you know, because you can hang out with